Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to
Stop It! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is our midweek special. This is where we talk about stuff that didn't make it into last week's show, not going to make it into next week's show. Thanks for joining us. Happy Christmas week. Happy holidays, everybody. I am taking the rest of the week off here, but we will have a new show on Saturday. But you will not see the Pro Insider Podcast because, well, I've got a busy week ahead. And with the holidays, I'm going to be actually doing what I've been talking about is taking a little more time off. So on Thursday, Christmas Eve, I'm not going to be working. So that's my promise to my family. So we're going to let that be for this week because, well, people should be taking that time off as well as they can. So we'll dial back the work talk for a week. Well, I wanted to talk today about something that is a common problem inside the house, and I'm seeing more and more in this on social media where people across the country are just making some poor mistakes when it comes to running a vent hood outside with their little remodel. Maybe they're changing out a hood, putting a microwave in, whatever. And now that we're doing this week all of this cooking for the holidays, I'm concerned about it. So I found a really cool study from Iowa State University. And this is about carbon monoxide poisoning off gas-fired kitchen ranges. And this is an interesting study. So gas, you know, kitchen ranges releasing unvented combustion products into the kitchen are common in a lot of homes. Studies show carbon monoxide concentrations in the kitchen are elevated when the stove is used without using the range hood. Now, keep in mind that a range hood that vents back into the house, which you can still get those, and that was in my things you shouldn't be able to buy here a couple weeks ago. That's, well, guess what? That's not doing anything. It's just moving around. So who cares? So let's back up here. What pollutants are released if you're cooking in your kitchen? Well, if you've got a gas, natural gas, propane, it's going to be carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, and of course, water vapor. Some of those, like the water vapor, is from an electric range too, so it doesn't matter. So how serious is, you know, carbon monoxide from kitchen ranges? You know, carbon monoxide is a very deadly toxin. It kills lots of people each year. In one study, 51% of kitchen ranges tested raised carbon dioxide concentrations in the room above the EPA standard of 9 parts per million. 5% had carbon monoxide levels above 200 parts per million. Now, let's dial back. That's one issue there. Nitrogen dioxide is a respiratory irritant produced when the nitrogen in the air combines with oxygen on the burner. So, considering we have a lot of ranges, and of course, we have tightened up our homes and made them so much more energy efficient. And some people using gas ranges to even heat the home. And when you add the increased chances or actually incidences of asthma in the U.S., we're really kind of starting to think, if you start doing the math, that unvented gas heaters and ranges with health problems is a big deal. So, of course, carbon dioxide is a non-toxic gas. We know all about that, you know, but that comes out with complete combustion. So if we're burning everything and it's perfectly working, you know, that works. But keep in mind, that's what happens when you have a bunch of people over in a nice tight house. You get added carbon dioxide. What happens? So this week, if you've got family members coming over and you're loading up your house with family, which we all know we're not getting into the politics of that with coronavirus, but if you load up a bunch of people in your house, got the windows shut, it's wintertime, or it's rainy or whatever, you've got it tightened up and no fresh air coming in, everybody gets drowsy, right? Maybe headaches, feel stuffy. That is carbon dioxide. And that's making everybody tired. It's interesting, and I talked about this when we were at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, at the big trade show last year, because, you know, you got 100,000 people in a big, huge convention center. And we were working with the Velux skylight people, and they have sensors on their skylights. Well, in their displays, they were all trying to open up the displays were because you had very unhealthy air quality in there from all those people in carbon dioxide. So then the next question is how much carbon monoxide is produced by a kitchen range? You know, carbon monoxide from kitchen ranges, of course, is a common reason for elevated concentrations of CO in your house, of course, especially that, you know, gas range, it can be a problem. So if you go back and measure a kitchen range, they're required to produce no more than 800 ppm, which is parts per million, in an air-free sample of the flue gases. So if you put a sensor in there in the flue gases, that's what it's supposed to be under. Continue operation of a kitchen range producing 800 ppm in a tight house without a vent fan will cause carbon monoxide levels to rise quickly to dangerous levels. Field techs can report that, most kitchen ranges can be tuned to produce less than 50 ppm, but it's depending on the range. So you got to be really careful. So some of the things that I want you to make sure that you're doing if you have a gas range is, of course, have a range hood that vents outside. And to use it when you're cooking. That's the first one. I mean, that's number one. Make sure that you're not covering the vent holes in the bottom of the oven with foil either. Do not block any of the vent holes. Keep it really clean. And never, ever, ever operate it with the door open. So that door needs to be shut in there. So be very careful with that. And of course, never use a gas kitchen range to heat your home for that very reason. Always use your fan. We were talking about this. This is the big one. But here's kind of one of the things that I want you to pay attention to with your gas range. And this is an important one. When have the range serviced when burner flames are not blue. That's the key. You want that to be blue. The burners do not light properly. If there's any kind of soot, that's another warning sign. And of course, carbon monoxide concentrations in the house increase during the operation of the range. Those are things you want to make sure you're doing. When in doubt, call for assistance if you smell gas or propane. I mean, 911, your gas company, either one of these. Many gas companies, if you've got it, it's easier to call 911 many times, but if you have gas, it's surprising. Some gas companies, depending on where you're at, and ask your gas company, because this is different in different areas of the country. In my area, if I call my gas company and say I have a leak, they have people standing by. They're probably going to get there faster than the fire department, but that's what they do. But always call, but you first have to evacuate the house. And then call for assistance outside the house. And of course, always have your fire extinguishers, smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors in your house. But number one, I want you to take out of here, even if you have a properly tuned gas range and even an electric range, a perfectly tuned gas range will put some carbon monoxide in your house, some nitrogen dioxide, and of course, water vapor and all the other greases and nasty stuff that comes in to your lungs. So make sure that you're doing that. Now, one little thing is not all range hoods are equal. Make sure that you've got something good. And then if you get over 400 CFM in a tight house, and that's cubic feet per minute, make sure that you're installing makeup air. That replaces the air, because if you think about it, if you've got 400 CFM, which is 400 cubic feet per minute, that's about like having 400 basketballs going out that duct every hour. You need to replace that someplace, because the last thing you want to do is suck in carbon monoxide from your other appliance in the house that's venting outside. Maybe it's a fireplace. Maybe it's a water heater. You don't want to keep that from happening. So just things to think about, but do not discontinue that range hood from going outside. If anything, I want to see everybody adding them. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Merry Christmas to everyone celebrating it. And have a great week. I will see you next week. Don't forget, we're on Saturday everywhere that you catch Around the House. And really appreciate you this year. Our next show is, of course, after the new year. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
If I could dream. Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good, they convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code ERICG for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call. Oh.